And that is time for the rural news with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally. Are you wrapped up nice and warm somewhere?
Yeah, it's pretty toasty down here in Christchurch today.
Got a few extra
freezing,
layers.
I should say. Sorry, not toasty. It's freezing.
I hope you've got a few extra layers on there. Okay, let's talk water quality on the East Coast. Efforts are underway to improve that. What's going on there?
They are. Cyclone Gabrielle had a severe impact on water quality around Hawke's Bay and Te Tairawhiti when it struck last year, but locals have been busy putting in the mahi to improve it. Ahuriri Tributaries Catchment Group covers about 9,000 hectares of catchment in and around Napier, nearly half of which is sheep and beef farms. Formed about a year ago, the group has been doing environmental DNA testing of waterways to get a snapshot of how things are looking following the cyclone. Spokesperson Matthew Truebridge says the testing shows evidence of indicator species like kura, eels, kingfisher and kereru, but the catchment is struggling.
The measure has come back as in a poor level, you know, in a poor level. I mean, at the end of the day, our catchment's 9,000 hectares, but, you know, under the 10%, less than 10% of that is vegetative. So that, you know, that means we just don't have habitat, you know, that's a critical state. And so, you know, we see these streams as just at the moment, you know, our streams and our little riverbeds and all these little areas of tributaries, you know, they're just big silt paths, you know, where the sediment flows.
Mr. Truebridge says now they have a clearer picture of the catchment's health, the group will work with landowners to make improvements.
We see this as great opportunity for us to just to support landowners and rolling out mini freshwater farm plans where we can just encourage and change and just you know, get them to sort of, you know, identify spots on their land that might need improvement. Just, you know, hillside slips or a little bit of a wetland or a little bit of a critical source area, you know, that we might be able to just put a few trees in and just, you know, we'll supply a few trees and just to try and improve, you know, any sort of land management that will, you know, feed into our little streams and our little ecosystems that, you know, got pretty badly smashed in the cyclone.
Matthew Truebridge says it's a long game restoring the water quality and habitat, but landowners, local councils and the Environmental Protection Authority are all on board.
Good on them. Sticking to the Hawke's Bay now, this sounds interesting. A local grower says trials of a new veggie have gone surprisingly well. What's this new veggie?
Yeah, well, Ian Trotter, who normally grows asparagus and grapes on the outskirts of Hastings, has been experimenting with honeynut, a small sweet vegetable. It's a hybrid of butternut and buttercup squash. Mr. Trotter says Cyclone Gabrielle swept through his crops last year, hurting yields, so he wanted to try something a little different.
For the last few years, we've done sweet corn and it's gone okay, but it's just the timing for the sweet corn doesn't really work for us. So we thought we'd try something else. And the honey nuts seemed to be a good choice.
Picking began in mid-March and is still going. Mr. Trotter says it's amazing how the veggies produced.
We haven't quite made it through the paddock. It's probably realistically 0.8 of a hectare. And I was having a workout. I think we've picked up the best part of 20,000 of them so far. Yeah, no, I was surprised because you read on the seed packet they should produce sort of 7 to 9 fruit per plant and it's been more like 30 to 40.
And he says the honey nuts, which are great in soups or roasted, have been well received in the market.
They're super sweet, so they're sweeter than a butternut. And yeah, they said everybody that's tried them has been really impressed and come back for more, so that's always a good sign.
Have you been able to get them into the market?
Yeah, we've sent a few to markets around the place and they've actually just started taking off. Yeah, I've got a surprise phone call asking for another 100 crates to be sent up to Auckland, so that was quite nice.
Ian Trotter says the honey nut has been such a hit, he'll grow it again next year. And a cup of hot butternut soup sounds pretty good today with this cold weather, doesn't it?
Sounds great. Yes, I have to keep an eye out for that. Thank you very much for that.